Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Is when you were a kid, I got about 20 years on you, but let's just say when you were a teenager or a little bit younger, did you ever go and see the Tom and Jerry cartoons or the Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis movies?
Oh, you bet I did.
And I did too. I went and saw every one of them. I've probably seen every single movie that Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis ever made. And the reason I did is because I needed a bit of a respite. Even as a young man, I needed a bit of a respite from life. I needed humor. I needed something to laugh at. And I got to tell you, after talking with you earlier this morning off mic, America today is something I am just absolutely laughing at. And the reason I'm doing it is because it makes no sense. I'm not casting any blame on anybody. I'm going to talk about that on the weekend show. But I'm saying it is just absolutely ridiculous what's going on. I stayed up last night until about midnight reading the journal. Very, very common sense, I have to say, material in the Wall Street Journal. Some of the editorials were perhaps... they engaged in constructive criticism of Joe Biden as opposed to, you know, what some of the conservative press says. And I think constructive criticism can actually help this guy. Then I got up this morning, started to go over my emails, and I just immediately started laughing because, as you said, things are so crazy in our country right now. All you can do is say, hey, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Jimmy, let's talk a little bit about GameStop. It's a video game chain. They had a 1,700% rally, has been at the heart of the slugfest of this past week, lost half of its value in early trading. The stock has rallied initially, then retreated. You know, this reminds me of the penny stock markets that I used to be involved in Salt Lake City, Vancouver, BC, and very definitely Spokane, Washington. What's your comment on GameStop, Jimmy?
I think it's really, really funny.
Because
what's happened here is a group of just small, basically penny investors, you know, young people mostly on some platforms, a platform, an investment platform called Robinhood.
Right.
In a chat group called Wall Street Bets, started saying, hey, let's fight back against the hedge funds and really start pouring money into GameStop. And a whole bunch of people started doing it. Basically, a populist uprising against the financial institutions and Wall Street
it
and the hedge funds.
It would appear that's the case, Jimmy. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's what's happening. And they actually post, you know, how much putty's on there, who's gained, you know, who's doing it. And they're flipping off the big hedge funds that have been manipulating markets, that have, you know, shorted companies, forced mm-hmm. them to fold, or created big, you know, markets like Jamie Dimon recently talking about Bitcoin and watching that rise and then collapse back down. They're doing the same thing, but they're doing it by the tens of thousands of small
yep.
investors. And that's really funny to watch because the big institutions and all these banking institutions and even the platforms, the tech platforms that they're just chatting on and the investment platforms, they're stopping it. And really, it's funny because no one's doing anything illegal here. It's just a big mass uprising. And I see this. People are so fed up with the institutionalized system that they're just like, okay, enough is enough, man. I'm going to make it. I'm going to do it too. And they're doing it in a very big and wild way. And they're getting some support for it.
Uh-huh.
It's making big institutions very uncomfortable.
Only, you know, when you look at Robinhood, it's not just this GameStop deal. They're also restricting trading in BlackBerry, Koss, and a company called Express. Interactive
right,
Brokers,
another
online trading program, also said it was restricting trading in those stocks. Here you had some people who were a bit unhappy, a bit angry, and you want to tell me this isn't screwing up the stock market just a little bit right now?
I think for these particular companies, it's certainly making changes. I mean, GameStop, you know, over $500 a share from a couple bucks a share last week. So it's an interesting question. It's an interesting dilemma because, yeah, the institutions are all used to working a certain way. And what they're seeing is a populist uprising against them, which is inevitable as people become more aware of what's happening, how the financial institutions drive our markets and your investments. And a lot of people want stability. They're very nervous about this. But I'll tell you, nothing will ever be the same again as this starts. They cannot legally force these people to stop investing. You know, they're taking away the platform and the ability to do it because of the volatility and because of the, you know, basically the impact that it has on these major hedge funds. And those major hedge funds are losing, you know, they're a couple of them, at least one has gone bankrupt already because of it, this particular investment group. Do you have much sympathy for them? And I think most people are becoming more aware of how so much of our financial system is rigged and influenced by these particular powerful groups. They're starting to wake up. And the small investor, and basically I say, you know, middle America is starting to realize what's happening. It's the same thing that's happening politically in our nation. And yeah, I think it's fun to watch.
Yeah. I want to just get back for a second to our regulatory matters, because I made a living in that area for 40 years. The dramatic stock price jumps in companies like GameStop, BlackBerry, and AMC, you know what that's resulting? It's resulting for many, 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 many calls for more regulatory scrutiny. And that's less freedom, Jimmy. Because people are not being honest, and they're going to lose some freedom in terms of trading.
Well, that's exactly. And you're seeing a new administration that wants to regulate like everything. They want to regulate what you breathe, you know, what you wear on your face. They want to regulate where you travel, how you move. And if they want it, they want to regulate how you invest, because somehow they think they control it better. You know, the Soviets just didn't do it good enough. The Chinese just weren't doing it good enough. So, you know, maybe the Democrats here in Washington and the Biden administration, they can do it better. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a disaster for them, because there are too many people that fundamentally believe in our basic freedoms of speech, worship, to invest, to improve your life. And hopefully we don't have the military or the legal crackdown that appears the Biden administration is willing to use to shut people up.
I just want to say one thing. I hope that the administration is up to a task that I think is right around the corner. I think an international disaster is going to take place very soon. Read a couple of editorials about it in the Journal last night. And what's that about? That's about the relationship between mainland China and Taiwan. Very, very interesting article in the Wall Street Journal. Editorial, actually, in the Wall Street, I suppose it is an article. But very, very interesting in the sense that the writer said, if the United States backs Taiwan, and he made a very compelling case that the United States has to do that. If they use their heads, they can stop mainland China from causing any serious damage to Taiwan as we know it today. That could very well be Joe Biden's biggest test. What's he going to do? How's he going to handle that? Because that is huge. That's a hell of a lot more important than some of the demonstrations that are going on in the cities today. You're talking about war with the second largest, most powerful country in the world.
Yeah, no, and it's incredibly frightening what's happening. Sure, so actually, right now in Davos, I think it was yesterday or the day before, President Xi from China was saying, hey, Joe Biden, you have to get back into the fold or suffer the consequences. Get back into the global system.
Right.
And basically they're threatening. And you're right. There is a potential significant problem with Taiwan. Huge. There's a significant problem in the whole South China Sea area. And what you're going to see is this administration being tested very, very strongly. And we know that they're susceptible to Chinese pressure. So, and they've put this hold on Chinese relations. You know, there's a lot of things that are really, really threatening U.S. national security. Yep. That the Chinese are doing. And if this administration bows to them, we may be in trouble to the point where they are forced. And this is what I fear. that the Biden administration screws it up so bad that they're forced to react. And when they react, they end up creating, yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen. I think the thing I'm going to stress on the weekend radio show, by the way, is purely and simply what's very, very important right now is for our listeners and anyone else to keep their cool heads in these times. I mean, geez, you can't even read the news in the morning without getting major, major contradictory information. I mean, we're going to have major trouble, in my opinion, in our stock markets. And just wait. China understands when we have the turmoil, the social turmoil, which we have in our country right now, that's just the exact best time for mainland China to take back Taiwan. Just an opinion. But I think the Biden administration is going to have to really prove its mettle, perhaps in this area, very, very soon, Jim. You got the final word, bud.
Yeah, and what worries me more than anything else, and you got to laugh at it, Joe Biden is really not making any decisions here. So his policymakers right now, the people that he's put into key positions, have a questionable reputation at best on relations on how to manage crises. And under the Obama administration, most of these people came from there. They failed miserably and put us into significant conflict
Let's see. So. Yeah, let's see. Maybe they got some education from the past. I want to bring up one last thing, maybe get a comment from you on that. Amazon is in big trouble right now. The shareholders, and it's even in some case relatively small shareholders, are insisting that they put social issues in their annual general meeting material. The AGM is coming up here very, very shortly. Bezos and company is trying very hard to get the SEC to disregard social issues in terms of their AGM material. From what I know about regulatory work, and I engaged exclusively in doing regulatory work for 40 years, social issues really should not be a part of annual general meeting material. Any comments?
Yeah, I think everybody's in trouble that keeps going down this road to, and I think, I hope that people start get back to rational thought and not force and use authoritarian capitalism to force people's opinions on social justice issues. And that's what unfortunately we're seeing. And again, I think what you're seeing with the GameStop and the populist uprising against that, you're going to see in a broader sense on the political terms and against many of these corporations that are doing it. It just depends. It's a fight between the elitists and the population. And that's where we're headed.
Well, let's see what happens. We have some interesting potential challenges right around the corner. I hope the government is up to handling them effectively. One is very definitely China, and certainly COVID is another very important situation. So far, what I have seen here in our neck of the woods, a very particularly good job has not been done. The supply chain for the medication is just a piece of junk up here in some parts of the state. I mean, the only point I'm trying to make is there's a lot of disorganization going on right now. And something as important, and I believe that the COVID immunization, a lot of people disagree with me, but I think it's a very important issue. And so far, it has not been handled effectively, in my opinion. Got to learn from your past mistakes. Jimmy, thank you.
Yep.